The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
James Robinson here. If there's ever been a time in my life when I actually wish I could sit in front of every single person in the United States of America and every nation and share the heart of the Father that loves us more than words can ever adequately communicate, it's right now. We are seeing one of the most horrific assaults on human life and health, perhaps in many ways in history. And I'm going to share with you what is happening in the invisible realm. Now listen to me. In the invisible realm of the spirit that affects everything in the visible realm. And I'm going to make it very clear precisely what's actually going on, and you need to understand it. Betty, my wife of 57 years, is here at my side. And I shared with her that in this particular time of sharing, it may be me sharing. Why are you here?
Well, I'm here to be a prayerful support to James. I believe in what God has put on his heart. I believe it's important for you to hear it and absorb it in your heart and let God speak to you. So I'm here to pray for him and to sit with him in support.
Honey, I love you more than words can ever express. And whether you believe it or not, I love you. And because I've tried to really draw very near to the Lord, and I've asked him to let me experience what's on his heart, I have made it clear to him that I know he cares about our desires, and if we delight in him, he even fulfills the desires of our heart unless they are directly contrary to his will and to what's meaningful for us, because he loves us so perfectly. But I've let him know this, that after nearly 60 years, now think about what I'm saying, 60 years in public ministry to millions of people all over the world, I have never heard God more clearly in my life for this very moment. And I let him know that I want to know what's on his heart. I want to know the desires of his heart. In other words, Father, if you have dreams that you want fulfilled, I want to be a part of seeing your dreams fulfilled, your desires fulfilled. And since Jesus revealed to us so clearly your love and your grace, your mercy, your patience, your wisdom, you have made it clear that you want to share that. And one of the things I found as I talked to my Father is that he's very excited that I really want to know what's on his heart. I said to you, if you watch Life Today or you hear me speak publicly, that every one of you are very much on his heart. And he sees in you his divine design and gifting, the uniqueness of your own life as you've been created for his kingdom purpose. So here's what I want you to know. I'm going to try to show you what's actually happening right now with this coronavirus, this horrible assault on human life, peace, a sense of security that's being assaulted, very legitimate concern as we face something that is so unpredictably deadly. Here's what God wants you to understand. This virus, in the visible assault on all that pertains to life, whether you know it or not, godliness, in other words, the Father's will for the people he created and loves so deeply, the people he loves so much who chose not to live as the family committed to the perfect Father through whom he would bless. Now remember, this is his dream, this is his will, that through this family submitted to the Father's will would bless all the families, all the nations of the world. And you know from the very beginning, that family began to pull away and walk after their own way, and after the spirit of deception, what the Bible refers to as Lucifer or Satan himself, who rebelled against God and said, I'll be like God without God, and brought all these angelic hosts with him that were cast out of heaven as deceiving spirits, spirits of division, and seduction and lust and all manner of evil, doing the bidding of the deceiver, Satan himself. Well, the father's family was deceived too, and they made a choice to begin to depend on Pharaoh rather than God, another source than God. And that Pharaoh, our leader, could only make wise decisions when that leader received the wisdom that still came from the father, the only father who actually knows best for all his family, and through that family can bless all families. All right, here's what's happening right now. When you see that God gave Jesus to pay the penalty for the sin and the separation that cut us off from the relationship with this perfect Father who loves us perfectly, he sent Jesus to be the sacrificial lamb without the shedding of blood. He said there is no remission, no forgiveness of sin. In the Old Testament, the pattern of that sacrifice was there. But he made the ultimate perfect sacrifice of his own son to die for us, that in Christ we might be reconciled to the Father. For Jesus is the mediator between God and man, and no man can come to the Father but by Jesus, not by religion. And when we come to the Father through Jesus, we're born again to become a part of that family. That family through which the perfect Father still desires to bless all the families, nations of the world, through the family that's yielded to his will and his kingdom purpose. We are seeing right now the all-out assault of that deceiver. And it has intensified in our day. And I don't want you to miss any of this. It's very important that you get every aspect. What you're seeing right now, you're seeing the manifestation of the deception of the deceiver, the father of lies, who not only brings deception and division and dissension, but death and even destruction. That's what he does. That's his nature. Jesus said he's a murderer. He destroys everything pertaining to life and godliness. He's vicious in every aspect of his character, rebelling against God. And here's what you must understand. Satan will destroy you. He will destroy any of us if he can. And if we're not in the shelter and shadow and the security and the protection and the covering of the Almighty and living in the watch care of the Lord who is our shepherd, then we're vulnerable to the predators, the beasts of the field, and all the pestilence and all the assault of everything fruitful, everything pertaining to fullness, to life, to godliness. So the enemy, the destroyer, is seeking to destroy not just your life or my life or someone else's life. Don't miss this. He's seeking to destroy the kingdom purpose of God through his family. That means the kingdom of purpose of God through you. What does God desire to do through you as a member? Don't miss this. Not just of the family of God, of the perfect Father, born again now by the Spirit of God, to become a new creation in Christ, but also a member of what he referred to as the body of Christ, the New Testament church, the temple where the glory of God now resides, not built with hands, but with living stones, individuals and lives, living and connected together by the hand of God, not religious, denominational, sectarian bricks piled up by the hands of man, but living stones, living beings, members of the body of Christ, beautifully designed and perfect to fit in place with every member of the body, so the body of Christ functions according to the will and the heart and the mind of God. He calls that the church against which the gates of hell are not to prevail. He made it very clear that as members of this body, we have the effect of salt and light. We add flavor and meaning to everything precious, and we preserve the precious. It's the nature of salt. But if it loses its effect, Jesus said, it's good for nothing but being trampled under the feet of men. What kind of men? Godless men. Men that do not love that which pertains to life and godliness. They will trample under their feet the sacred. That's not the way God wanted us to live. He made it clear, even beginning in Isaiah chapter 51, that we, as those in Zion, the body of Christ, and the Redeemer has come to Zion, It's time to arise and shine, Isaiah said, with the glory of the Lord upon us. And certainly today as the church, to arise and shine in the power of that glory and overcome the intention of the enemy. When we lose our effect, we're trampled under the feet of men. And Isaiah said, you tell the tormentors that day is over. You're not going to walk over God's people like a smooth road. Jesus said, you're going to walk over the enemy like dust, like a serpent, like a scorpion. You're going to have authority over the enemy. You don't have to remain trampled ground. You're not to be a barren, locust-infested field, but a fertile field bringing forth the fruitfulness that gives glory and honor to God. And he said, you're to be light. Don't allow that light to be hidden under any kind of covering. Not a false authority of man or denomination or sectarian positions or somebody's belief system. You have one covering on your head, and it's Christ. He's given you a spirit of discernment so that you can recognize truth and receive it and live in the fullness of the spirit of that Jesus. He sent another of the same kind to live in every one of you in the member of the body of Christ, every one of you as believers. And so when you submit to that spirit, you fit in holy connection with one another with gratitude for the gifting and uniqueness of each member. And after going through that, when Paul was teaching, he said, I'll show you a more perfect way, and went into chapter 13 to talk about love. He wants his church to live with such unconditional, overflowing love and redemptive power that even when we're correcting people, it's not a bludgeoning sword. It's not holding up a standard of truth that we use like a club, but it's a radiant beacon of hope. It becomes, with a host of believers, like a city set on a hill that refuses to be covered. It cannot be hidden. It must not be hidden. This is what is beginning to happen today. I said to you a moment ago, I've been in ministry 60 years. I have hosted on Life Today because of the viewers of this program, and I believe with all my heart, if there's a holy group, if there is a remnant of people who've been holding on for the will of God to be done on earth through His church for His glory, many of you have prayed for us, have supported the mission reaches and outreaches of Life. And here's what I want you to understand. Take note that this attack, this virus, is attacking the most vulnerable, which are the older, the elders, the 60, 70, 80-year-olds, those over 50. It is the older group that the enemy's trying to take out. But here's what you need to understand. It's the elders and the older who are that holy group, that sacred group, many have referred to as a holy remnant of God holding on to God. Those are the ones that can hear clearly the Father's heart today. Those of you right now that many have said, well, you don't matter. You matter more than any influence force on this planet because you understand truth more clearly. You've got a historical life perspective where you can look and see. You remember the things that happened according to the will and the principles of Almighty God and the foundation of His Word and His unshakable truth. You know what it is to understand the importance of hearing what Jesus said and doing it and building a house that the storms that come against us cannot shake because it's established on that rock, that unshakable foundation. You are the very ones that can bring the next great spiritual awakening that will allow this world in darkness to behold the glory of God through the one source He intends to reveal it. That's His family, His body, the church of the living God, where all these different factions and groups and tribes and camps suddenly realize we're a blood-bought, born-again, baptized by the Holy Spirit into relationship with the living God and connected to one another as the living body of Christ to reveal the glory of Christ to this world that's blinded by the gods of this world and deception. Blind leading the blind into the ditch of destruction. We can see the horrible aspects of turning against the truth of God and where it leads us, the catastrophic consequences. This disease today that we're trying to deal with and understand You must understand it's a visible manifestation of what's happening in the invisible realm of the Spirit. The deceiver, the destroyer, attacking the kingdom purpose of God through His church and through your life, is determined to begin by taking out that source of people that can more clearly, readily, and with excitement receive the truth of God. Let me tell you something else. They also control and oversee the resources necessary to take the gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the earth, not just in word, but in demonstration. Why do the people who watch this program so faithfully say, knowing that we're going to bring in people from all the different so-called camps and tribes and let you hear Jesus in people you might have been taught to never listen to? And I've watched these great leaders fall in love with one another and say, we were taught to never even be in the room with you. And now we're one in Christ and we love you. Those of you who watch this program have helped this happen. You've rejoiced as we brought these different people in that you would have never known. You can't believe the joy that came to my Baptist family when I introduced them to people like Jack Hayford. And they said, we didn't just hear of Pentecost. We saw the power of Pentecost. We were all lifted by it. Those of you who watch, now you think about what I'm saying. Real important. You know you're going to hear people from all different parts of the body. And you know I'm going to show you someone with a broken heart, a broken life, or a deep need. And you don't turn away. You say, James and Betty, show me the least of these. You say, Sheila Walsh, Randy, show us the least of these. Show us how we can give them water or food or set them free. And we'll do it. We'll notice the least of these. See, that's something that happens in that group the enemy's trying to take out, that special group of people who can first and foremost hear the Father's heart and voice and do His will. You are seeing in this awful virus a visible manifestation of the work and the intention of the deceiver and the destroyer. It's time for you to stand up in the presence of a holy God and in intercession say, God, pour out your Spirit on your church, your body, and you help us to come together in the supernatural unity, listen to this, that Jesus prayed for in John 17. Where we're no longer bludgeoned with and divided by the Word, but we're sanctified, transformed, purified by the power of your truth, where your sword works like a surgeon's scalpel, not to cut us apart or amputate a body that's not healthy, but surgically, radically, amazingly bring healing to every member so that we function according to your divine design. And now through your body, let's pour out your love. One of the things that Jesus prayed for that's so critical for the awakening that God wants us to see is a supernatural unity. We're dealing with a disease that we're going to have to throw aside all partisan differences. We're going to have to focus, and we're going to have to focus on caring for the older people who are most vulnerable. And we're being told that because there doesn't appear to be a cure, that you're just going to have to be strong enough to overcome, and for many people who are weak, they're going to need the respirators. And we're told they're not near enough of those to take care of the need, so you'll be choosing who dies. That's a horrific thought. You say, what do we do to offset it? We say, God, show us how to produce more. They're crying out for them all over the world. This is the time for the entrepreneurial community to step up and say, not I'm just going to invest in building respirators and make money, but rather, I want to be sure we have all of them, and I want to be sure we get them to people, and I'd be willing to take my wealth, my resources, I'd be able to take my time, like churches are giving their time and their efforts to take care of the helpless and the poor and to look after them and take them needs so they don't have to get out and be in any way contacted or communicating with that which could destroy them. We're going to see, I believe, the greatest outpouring of supernatural unity and supernatural love to where people say, just count me in, not to find a way to make money, but to find a way to take the resources that I've got and meet the needs that are at hand. In other words, the church of the living God show people how to love redemptively, unconditionally, and literally reveal to a world in darkness the beauty of God's love, the magnificence of Jesus by his body of believers coming together like the family the Father always longed for. And Jesus came to reveal to us and then to send another of the same kind to live in us so that his life and his body and his power and his love could be revealed all over the world. That's what God wants today. Father, help every person listening to understand that they're a chosen generation. They're a chosen vessel to allow your kingdom will to be accomplished through them and not allow the deceiver and the destroyer to destroy your kingdom purpose in our individual lives, in your family or your church. Give us the spiritual awakening the world so desperately needs. In Jesus' name, he offers us the wisdom. He offers us the direction. He offers us the opportunity to be a healing balm in a very sick world and see the miracle of his unconditional love. Betty, would you like to say anything as we close this program?
Wow. I told you he had a word from God. God is saying, it's time, my children, to take notice what's going on around you and to do what I put you here, the purpose that I put you here for, and that is to proclaim my truth in love. Let us open our eyes. Let God let us see what we need to see around us that can make a difference in this world. It is a time now for us not to ignore, not to shut our doors and just look the other way. There's need out there. There's hopelessness out there. There are people that are crying out and don't know which way to go or turn, but God does. And let's let them see Jesus' light through us. I hope you'll join with us. And let's just pray and ask God to give us wisdom as the church. He created us all for his purposes in different areas. We don't have to do the same things. God's very creative, and he can accomplish through you what he wants to do.
I love you so much. I think that Betty has inspired me and prayed me into such beautiful positions in the presence of the Lord many times. She's gone to the ends of the earth with us to pour God's love out. We showed up in Romania and found the children dying of AIDS because of unclean syringes and needles. And we ask you to send the millions of syringes there to save lives. You did it. When we went and saw people starving because of lack of food, you fed them. When we found the thirsty with the horrible old boreholes in the ground that were contaminated, we knew there was water. And we asked you if you would give them water. When we showed you precious children trafficked in sexual trafficking, and when we said, would you help, you said you would. Right now, that's what we're doing on the Life Today outreach. I said a moment ago, God has given the people that really want his will to be done the resources to do his will. Right now, we've got a host of friends that said they'll match whatever you give to help us rescue those that are perishing, those that need to be set free and helped. So would you go online or dial that number and make the gift God puts on your heart? I'm praying it'll be the greatest gift you ever made, and you'll be praying for what I just shared with you, the spiritual awakening and the fulfillment of God's kingdom purpose through his family right now against all the fury and the furious attack of the deceiver and the destroyer. I pray that we'll see the greatest outpouring of God's love we've ever seen through you and all his family. Thank you.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of innocence is lost and abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of children with no one and nowhere to turn for help. With bodies broken and hopes crushed, these young victims are trapped in a never-ending nightmare. Today, you can shine the light of God's love in this dark world to reach, rescue, and restore these young ones to the life God designed for them to live. With a generous $250,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift, we'll send you this beautiful freedom bracelet, handcrafted by survivors of human trafficking who want to say thank you for helping those still trapped. Wear it as a wonderful reminder to pray for the outreach. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Freedom Tote. This quality canvas tote bag is made by trafficked survivors who are now learning a new trade and includes spiritual life resources such as books, devotionals, CDs, or DVDs. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our beautiful new bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
The situation here, you can probably tell by my circumstances, there is abject poverty. And the people who are using and trafficking these little girls are very organized. They are very well financed. They know what they are doing. I asked one of the girls, have you thought of just trying to escape? And her thing is, if I try and escape, they will come after my parents because my parents are so poor. My parents are desperate. They have no money. And so I'm forced into this life. But you and I can do something. So what I'm asking you to do, go to your phone, go online, make the very best gift possible, and let's bring life to these trapped, beautiful little girls.
All this week, we're going to be clarifying even more of the message that I've just started with. Sheila Walsh and our son, Randy, is going to join us in the next program. But all this week, you're going to hear what I believe the Father wants his family to hear so he can accomplish his kingdom purpose through us right now. The enemy is not going to win in this assault against the kingdom purpose of God. He's going to lose this battle. Encourage your friends to watch. Tell them to watch this message online and watch all week. Let's get the word out. Let's live the word. Let's be a demonstration of it. Don't you worry, dear. Why don't you come to me? I'll be your refuge, hide under my wing, and you can rest your.
Tomorrow on Life Today.
In this time of where the world is panicking, which is not of the Lord, we can be those who exhibit the peace of Christ.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.